Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamAid.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamAid creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamAid.com. The question is, are you ready? Another podcast I am super excited for. Hey, everyone. I'm Andrea on the Mr. Skin Podcast, and I am talking about the top 10 nude scenes from 1995. I definitely was alive, but maybe still a little too young to be exposed to what we're about to talk about, but I'm old enough now. Hey, Skin, how are you, love?
Doing great, Andrea. Yeah, how old were you in 1995?
12. I think. Yeah, okay. I'm not good at math, but if I was 12, that means I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I would have turned 12 in January. And let me just paint the picture of me. I went to a private Christian school in sixth grade. So I was very, very sheltered. And I think I actually learned that year what sex was.
Whoa.
And it was shocking to me. I remember I said to my mom, I go, wait, it goes in? And she was like, well, what do you think, honey? It just aim, shot, and fired? And I remember, like, it was traumatizing to me.
Yeah,
that's how I remember
imagine.
This so vividly. And she's, and I was like, yeah, I did. And
that's hilarious. Yeah. So
crazy time.
This is fun. So what we're doing is periodically I'm going to sprinkle in on a week, you know, not every week, but we'll sprinkle in the podcast where I choose a year, and this year I chose 1995, and we'll go over what was going on in 1995 in the world. And then of course I'll count down the 10 best nude scenes from that year. And I got to tell you, Andrew,
awesome. Yeah.
I'm having a tough time thinking what year had better nudity than 1995. I really truly believe this
really?
Could be the best year in the history of nudity. When you see the nude scenes I'm going to talk to you about, you're going to know a lot of these, even though you were a young girl. These are iconic and nude scenes you're going to know, but and some you won't. But I got to tell you, someday I will sit down and look at my final top 10 list from all these years from like 1970 through current day, and I'm going to rank them, and I guarantee you 1995 will be close
top
to,
of
not
the
number
list,
one
yeah.
It's going to be one of the best because it is amazing. So
well, then bring it, love. Let's give me the rundown on what was really going on in the world since my sheltered ass had no idea.
Well, Andrea, I don't know if you know this, but in 1995, the average U.S. household income was $34,000.
Okay.
Yeah, a new house cost $158,000, a little over $158,000.
Fuck me in the ass.
Yeah.
Really?
Gas, yeah,
really?
Gas cost $1.15 a gallon.
I must just spit out my water.
Yes. Bill Clinton was still in his first term as president. He was gearing up to beat Senator Bob Dole for re-election in 1996.
Okay.
Big year for O.J. Simpson, went on trial in 1995 in January. And he was found not guilty in October. Because I remember, man, I was living in Lincoln Park in the city. And every night, my roommate and I would lay on the couch, separate couches, and watch like the news or watch whatever, all the, you know, the figureheads, everyone else, talking heads talking about the O.J. Simpson trial. That was like bigger than big in 1995. And
it was
a pure vividly.
Saturation. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, it's interesting because 1995 was the I guess you could technically say it was year one for the internet, but I don't know many people that I was hanging out with that knew anything about it. But Yahoo was founded in 1995. Email started to become common in offices, but I was working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, so I didn't even know what an email was. And
you know what's so weird? My older sister used to date this guy that was a real dork, mm-hmm. and he set up the internet in our house, at its genesis, you know, for public use. And I remember we had this chatting system before AOL. I think I was like 12 maybe, and it was called Tycos. And
that's weird. Yeah.
My username was Anzi Pansy. Oh, that's Jesus. How young I was.
Yeah.
And my mom had no idea.
Yeah, but think about
it. I was one of those like first users of that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And within the next couple of years, then the internet was everywhere. But that 1995 was kind of like, I would say we could call that year one for the internet as we know it.
Totally.
You know, and,
yeah, for sure. Because they were using it before, but in bigger terms.
Yeah,
but,
obviously it's become a lot more sophisticated, but kind of the first year was 1995. And I know Braveheart won Best Picture at the Academy Awards that year.
Oh,
Toy Story was number one at the box office. Clueless came out that year. Tommy Boy, Billy Madison, the movie Seven with Brad Pitt, and even
I love all this. Yes, you're taking me back. I'm loving it.
Mm. Yeah, and number one song of the year was by Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise. And
love that song.
Yeah, and Hootie and the Blowfish was the number one album, Cracked Rear View, which I will be getting into in a moment. So a lot of cracked rear views. Yes, and Friends, Seinfeld, ER, and NYPD Blue were the big TV shows. So Andrea, now that I've set that 1995 mood for you, let me count down my 10 best nude scenes from that year. And like I said, I can't wait to hear what you think. Now, number 10 is, and believe me, there were tons of scenes I could have put at number 10. I had to put this in because I've always been blown away by this French actress named Romain Boehringer, and the movie's called Total Eclipse from 1995. And Andrea, I think it's pretty obvious to you what turns me on about Romain.
And
yes.
You got me singing over here. Okay.
First
I've never
of all,
heard of her. She is, you. Yeah. Tell me what's going on
she's
here.
She's a little like waify French actress with a pair of the most amazing natural huge breasts ever captured on film. And I can't say enough about her breasts. I remember it's when I first saw these on cable television in the 90s, I was like, who is this girl? And obviously then when we had MrSkin.com, I was able to put this at the website and just absolutely loved it. But look at this. It's you probably don't even care what the movie's about, but it's about this real life love triangle between Romain, and she's a muse who literally comes between these poets, and Leo DiCaprio is in the movie. So it wasn't that obscure of a movie, but yeah.
Okay.
Romain, and I think I pronounce this probably as Boehringer is probably how you say it, but I call her Boehringer, but I think it's Boehringer. And anyway,
I don't think anyone gives a fuck about how you say her name when you got titties like that.
Look at the breasts on Romain, and you even see some Romain lettuce there too. It's not just boobs. What do you say, Angie? How's that rack for you?
I would like to Romain toss her salad. I mean, seriously, it's like they're huge. They're like a mix between football titties and banana boat titties. Gravy, but they're so good. They're so full.
Yeah.
They're so big. And like you said, she's a petite, tiny little thing, and she's got a really pretty face. She has everything that I love in an actress, and I can just imagine right now that French accent on top, bringing it home. Now, have we heard or seen her since this film, or was this it, Skin?
No, she did other movies, but this is the one where, in my opinion, you know, she did her breast work, and she's still like, she's still around and still in things, but
Now we know what she's got going on.
Yeah, but a lot of the stuff she's doing is like television and in France and a lot of French movies. But boy, this movie with Leo DiCaprio, if you remember the movie we're talking about, Total Eclipse, that girl that was topless is ridiculous. So anyway, big fan of that. And that's my number 10 nude scene of 1995. So,
all right, starting off good. Let's keep it going.
Well, and number 9 is someone you know very well. It's Anna Nicole Smith in a movie called To the Limit at the hour and 13 minute mark in the shower. And listen, I can't stress enough in the 90s how big Anna Nicole Smith was, how famous she was. She was a kind of like, she went from being a plus size fashion model to Playboy's Playmate of the Year in 1993. Mm-hmm. Again, another tragic blonde story. She died, I think it was 2007. I don't even think she made it to 40. And and she was like, I remember she was in like small roles, like she was in the year before this, she was in like Naked Gun 33 and a Third in the Hudsucker Proxy. Yeah, she was, and they were small roles. And then she tried to reinvent herself as a direct to video action star in this To the Limit. And she also did a movie the next year called Skyscraper. She didn't hit it big as an actress, but man, because of her Playboy ties and everything else, these are legendary 90s movies as far as nudity goes. And her shower scene in To the Limit at the hour and 13 minute mark is my number 9 nude scene of 1995.
I'm going to tell you what, this scene from To the Limit in 1995 with her completely naked, full frontal in the shower is actually more explicit than her centerfold.
Yeah.
Because you can see her lips. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking downstairs, people. I can't tell if just because of the grainy nature of this, because she's through a shower door and stuff, if she's actually shaved or if it's a really, really tiny, tiny short stubble pubic hair. But regardless, I'm seeing it all. And I had no idea that she had a cute kitty like that.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I've never seen it before.
Wasn't she one of the most photogenic women in the world? Like when she would pose, it was, you did not see. I mean, there's just something about her when she was.
She had that glow. That, I mean, she was, you know what it was? She was captivating. And very few people are captivating.
Yeah.
It was that huge smile, but you could tell the authenticity behind it, which was why when she started to, you know, kind of crumble personally, it was very obvious because that star power was just diminishing. And it was sad because we saw that light being sucked from her, but you are so right. Every angle she was show stopping, you know, in person and on camera.
Yeah, she was radiant, no question about it. And Andrea, in keeping with the shower theme, To the Limit also features nudity from May 1985 Playboy Playmate turned B-movie star Kathy Schauer. So
nice.
I'm a big Kathy Schauer fan. Yeah, so this Anna Nicole Smith, and by the way, I can't stress enough, if you got home, you know, after a few beers and maybe struck out at the bars and you got home at, you know, 1 a.m, guarantee it, To the Limit was playing on one of the cable stations in the 90s. And I watched it many times. So, yeah. Anyway, that's number 9. Now, number 8, Andrea, this is another movie that aired a ton in the 90s. And guys remember it because of how beautiful the star of the movie was. It's Natasha Henstridge in the movie Species from 1995.
Yes, and familiar with this movie.
Yeah, and I've talked to you before about a movie called Life Force, which came out 10 years earlier, a sci-fi horror movie all about this beautiful naked space alien who stuns Earthmen with her beauty and then kills them. Well, Species is essentially the same thing 10 years later, except the naked space babe is played by Natasha Henstridge. And her story is kind of cool. She grew up in a Canadian trailer park, and she started modeling at 14. She was just so beautiful. She became a big success in print and on TV commercials. And so Species is not just her new debut, it's also her movie acting debut. And
cool.
She was just 21 years old when she did the movie. And you could see how gorgeous she is. She has a scene too, Andrea, in this, which we could have used also, where she had blonde hair, and you see her in her with blonde hair. a topless shot, which is another just a great scene from this movie. But basically, this gorgeous model who's about 5'10 in Species is my number 8 nude scene of 1995.
Can we just say glutes of the century?
Yeah.
I don't know that many women. Actually, I don't know anyone who's that slender and has natural butt muscle definition like that. Her cheeks pop out of her back like that. I mean, this must be where the genesis of shelf booty came from. And mm-hmm. who'd have thought it was from a little white girl like this? And I say little because she's tiny, not because she's short. I mean, her butt is out of fucking control. This is why people do deadlifts at the gym. Yeah. I can't make my butt look like this if I try. I mean, she's ridiculous.
I agree.
I've never seen a girl that thin with an ass like that. Ever.
Yeah. And again, guys like me that watched a lot of cable TV in the 90s, we all know Species and you all know Natasha Henstrus, and you all know why she made my top 10 list of the best nude scenes.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Cam Model Spotlight of the Week with Miss Quinn. Hello, gorgeous.
Hi there.
I am so excited to talk to you, Skin. Miss Quinn has a whole lot going on, and we'll get into all of her areas of expertise and how hot she is, but she is a tiny little thing. 5'1", get a load of her measurements. 30, 24, 34. You are a teeny weeny.
Yes, a teeny weeny with a big ass.
Yes, girl, because I'm like 30 and then 34. Get it, baby.
Yeah.
Which is probably why you're an expert in all things butt stuff. Now, I got to ask you, is that more on the receiving end, the giving end, or both?
Absolutely both.
I love that.
If I had to choose between the two, I would probably say giving is my absolute favorite.
Nice. What do you think the most requested butt stuff you get on StreamMate is?
Honestly, guys like it when I tell them, when I instruct them how to play with themselves.
Uh-huh.
They have a whole lot of experience with it, or they're fairly new to it, or they kind of want a little reassurance that what they're interested in is okay, which I absolutely love doing. So I can do that all day long.
Now, I've heard that you've introduced a few guys to some strap-ons. Is that true?
Yes.
Now, let's see Skin, what had never used a strap-on. How would you introduce him to wearing that? Could you kind of talk him through that?
Oh, like me wearing it? I mean, if you've never... if you've never done anything with your ass before,
yeah, you don't go right to strap on.
No.
Yeah, you gotta work your way up to strap on it. I mean, from what I hear,
I mean, I've just strapped it on and been like, "Hey, baby."
Well, like some people that do that, whether it's with a strap on or whether it's with a just somebody else's nice, lovely cock. a lot of people that do that, they go straight to that. It can be really painful, and then it ends up being a real negative experience. And I just want people to have, good experience with it, whether they're starting out with them, like just themselves alone or with a partner.
That's sage advice. Yeah.
Patience and a whole lot of lube goes a really long way.
I think going slow, as you said, and tons of lube, it's the secret recipe for backdoor success. Always, right?
Yes.
So what I find so intriguing about you is you're so open, but you're very open also about poly relationships. Can you kind of enlighten the vanilla crowd about polyamory? Maybe some misconceptions that you're typically, kind of hit with?
Well, polyamory to me is maintaining and having multiple relationships, loving relationships, not just sexual, with more than one person at a time. And everybody knows about it. Like, they don't, like, not everybody necessarily knows one another or is even friends with one another, but everybody knows that that is the situation. That is the difference between polyamory and just being a cheater.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Very important. So for myself, if you're wondering a little bit more about me, I've been in a committed polyamorous relationship with a partner for 8 years. And we do have multiple lovers that we have together as well as separately. So
that's awesome. And you're able to maintain relationships with all these other people too? Or is it just a sexual relationship typically?
Some of them are just purely sexual. Others are really really good friendships that also have the sexual element, and you know, some are like technically boyfriends or girlfriends. I mean, I myself, I'm actually a pansexual as well, so I'm I enjoy men and women.
Get it? I love that.
You know.
It's like you have the best of all worlds, yeah. Right? It's like, yeah. She's in a committed relationship. She has multiple partners. You know, there's this fluidity to it. I love that. You are such a fascinating person, and you're hot and sexy too. What I find borderline creepy, but I know it's a big fetish, is you have a fondness for clowns.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a clown fetishist. And it was... Oh man, about a year after I had been camming and making fetish videos, I, you know, had told my partner at the time, I was like, well, you know, I've always wanted to explore this clown thing. And I've been, you know, taking care of everybody else's fetishes and stuff online. I want to do something that I've always wanted to do and that I feel good about. And my partner was like, if you want to do that, go ahead. he's like, I support you. And I'm like, thank you. Cause it's not their thing. And so I just was like, all right, I'm just going to put it out there on the internet. I don't care if people like it, but it's for me. And what do you know? Other people like it too. So I'm not alone.
That's awesome. Now, Skin, what do you think about that? Would you be into that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that's afraid of clowns, but I never looked at clowns like
sexually.
Like I don't think of sex when I think of clowns. I'm just curious. How would the clown thing work? Give us a example of, you know, what experience you've had in the clown world, I guess.
Well, I personally really enjoy, obviously I enjoy wearing the makeup, and I like if I have I'm playing around with somebody that's not necessarily into it, but kind of wants to indulge me. what I like to do is like, we'll just, you know, have like your stereotypical vanilla sex, I suppose. And, I'll like to smear all of my makeup on them. So the idea is for me to have the least amount of makeup on myself as possible while they're just turned into this delicious, beautiful, hot and sweaty work of art.
Yes.
All over the
Is awesome. If anyone listening is finding this to be a completely erotic and hot conversation, you got to check out Miss Quinn's profile, because she is cute, she's sexy, she's tiny, she's funky, she's wild, she's kinky, she's everything. Check it out, streammate.com/cam/MissQuinnCam. And when you spell Quinn, it has one N. And you can find her on Twitter too at @ThatMissQuinn. It's been such a fun time talking to you, and I hope everyone goes and checks out your profile right now.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a great day.
Thanks. Now, number 7, Andrea, is a girl, a model actress you know very well. It's Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My favorite.
Yeah. In a movie called Shameless, not the TV show, because this was before Shameless was introduced, but in a movie called Shameless, at 35 minute mark. But listen, Elizabeth Hurley, still a beauty to this day, posing. I see pics she posts on Instagram and whatever. She's best known for being Hugh Grant's girlfriend. That was a big deal back in 1995. And she was working as I remember she was like a longtime spokesmodel for Estee Lauder. And to fans of great movies, she also co-starred with Mike Myers in the first Austin Powers movie. Mm-hmm. Listen, gorgeous. She actually did a nude scene.
Beautiful.
In a movie called Aria when she was 21 years old. So in this movie, this was after that. I think this was the same year Hugh Grant got busted he was getting a blowjob from a hooker, but yeah. And I guess
didn't
like,
she have like a really weird name too, among
yeah,
other things?
What the heck was her name? Divine Brown.
CP, look
yeah,
it up.
Divine Brown. Divine Brown. So anyway, I remember a famous National Enquirer printed pictures of Elizabeth Hurley reading Hugh Grant the Riot Act in the backyard after after this happened. But But anyway,
listen, it's forgetting like if all you that, have Elizabeth yeah. Hurley, though, you shouldn't be going anywhere. I mean, Elizabeth Hurley is genetic perfection. She's beautiful from head to toe. She's, I mean, say what you want about her acting skills. I'm actually a big fan of hers as an actress. I think she can do no wrong. So,
oh, yeah, no. And yeah, so here she is in this movie, Shameless. And she was just having this guy's going down on her. But you see how she's got the perfect breasts. It's the Elizabeth Hurley, just a much younger version, a much, you know, I think she's even hotter today, but I love this nude scene. And Elizabeth Hurley in Shameless is my 7th best nude scene of 1995.
Do you notice in this scene that she, her getting out scene, she has one hard nipple, one soft nipple?
Oh, yeah, that's
interesting,
true.
Yeah, right?
What do you call that when you have one hard nip and one soft nip?
I don't know. You got
nip,
a headline.
Nip-tuck.
Nip-tuck.
So anyway,
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Anyway, so number 6 on my list is another memorable. This is one of the great girl scenes of all time. I always try to list this in my top 10 lesbian scenes. It's Joan Chen and Anne Heche in the 1995 movie Wild Side at the 40-minute mark. And Andrea, Anne Heche is best known for being Ellen DeGeneres's
girlfriend,
out,
right?
Yeah, out and proud girlfriend from, I think it was about 5 or 6 years. I think it was like 97 to like early 2000s. And she's since gone on and actually been married, or I know she had a couple kids with James Tupper, an actor. And listen, she reminds me a lot of Winona Ryder. And we call girls like this stealth bombers, which means she's little, tiny, waify. And then you think she's going to be flat chested, but then she gets naked and boom, she surprises everybody with the big bombers. So Anne Heche is one of those, girls that you just don't expect it. And when you see her topless, you're blown away.
I mean, I remember this movie, not because my parents would let me see it, but it was, I remember this was a big deal because there was such intense lesbianism.
Oh yeah.
And for that era, that kind of level of eroticism in a mainstream movie was a big deal. And people were talking about this movie for a long time.
It's a very hot scene. The other girl that Anne's with is Joan Chen, best known for playing Josie Packard on Twin Peaks. And Joan Chen was born in China and started acting there before making, I think her Hollywood debut was in Taipan in 1986, And she is, you know, was like a big star in China. So it was kind of cool that these two girls hooked up, but really hot scene. This movie aired again a lot on cable and I became a huge fan. One of my top 10 lesbian scenes of all time. Number 6, Joan Chen, Anne Heche, Wild Side, 1995.
I'm with you. All right, let's move on. Number 5.
Yeah, now, number 5 was a quick scene. It happens 15 minutes into the movie Malicious, but because of who it was and because of how surprisingly great her breasts were, I have to, this just really is one of my favorites. It's Molly Ringwald in the movie Malicious from 15 minutes in. Now, she plays like, it's like a Fatal Attraction ripoff where this guy's on the college baseball team, which is another reason I liked it. He was on a college baseball team and she, you know, hooks up with him and then can't understand why he's not into her anymore. So it was a low budget movie, but you got to understand now, Molly Ringwald is, of course, the queen of 80s teen movies.
Undeniably.
And like guys like me grew up watching her in all those films. And then all of a sudden, I didn't know this movie came out or anything. So I'm watching cable and Molly Ringwald's in it. And you got to remember in those John Hughes movies, she never got naked in any of them. But at the same time, I also had no idea what an incredible rack she had.
Right? She was always wearing sweaters.
Oh, my God.
Big, ill-fitting sweaters.
Yeah. When she showed her breasts, I was blown away. And that's another reason, you know, when someone you've been watching and is famous, you know, and you've seen them in a bunch of movies and you think they're hot, and then all of a sudden they do this low budget, crazy movie that, you know, probably made 1/100th of the money all her other movies made. And she does a great nude scene. How awesome is that? So, and awesome. By the way, Andrew, does she not have awesome breasts with pretty and pink nipples, by the way?
Yes. You nailed it. She has the paleolas we love. They're that gorgeous pink color. And I love seeing natural redheads nude because I love that super creamy, perfect skin. It's a rare, you know, breed, and it's so pretty to see. I'm a big fan too. She looks great.
Yeah, so that's number 5 on my list of the best nude scenes of 1995. But Andrea, we still got 4 better ones. And number 4 on the list is, you know this actress. She's actually become a talking head in the conservative television. But it's Stacey Dash in Illegal in Blue from 1995. And keep in mind that the same year Illegal in Blue came out, she co-starred as Dion to Alicia Silverstone's Cher in Clueless. So what was really interesting is I didn't know Stacey Dash until Clueless. Then all of a sudden, like later in the year and in 96 and 97, Illegal in Blue starts to play all the time on cable. And this scene at the 47-minute mark, by the way, do we not have a candidate for Niptastic Nips when you talk Stacey Dash?
Holy balls. That's like all her boob is a Niptastic Nip. Yeah. I had no idea. And on this list so far, you're listing some of my all-time favorite actresses.
Yeah.
A big Stacey Dash fan as far as, like, you know, Clueless to me was everything.
Yeah.
And I always thought she was so pretty and I liked her character, you know, and now I'm like, oh my God, you're hitting all of like my idols from this time. Elizabeth Hurley, Stacey Dash.
Yeah, listen, you're right. And listen, when I make lists like this, I also try to take into consideration your level of celebrity or just someone that I know
huge.
People know. Because believe me, there's tons of like obscure B-movies that had incredible, beautiful women. For me, the fun of it is I want it to be as best I can people you know. And that's part of, you know, when I do a year-end list, that's kind of, you know, I try to, occasionally there's a scene that's so awesome that I'll throw in an obscure one, but I want people out there to like, oh yeah, I know who Stacey Dash is. Now I want to see her naked, which in this case. Yeah. And
you have, you know, what's funny, you got to check these out.
You're a Clueless fan. And by the way, now that I think about it, one of the fun things for me is like, I have a daughter that's 14. So she likes, like, she just got done watching all the Gossip Girls on Netflix. And I'm like, holy shit. So like, I was thinking, like, I always think about movies way before her time that would be a fun teen movie for her to see, and I think Clueless would be a great movie for her to watch, you know.
Oh, like, my gosh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you know what's weird about Clueless is when that movie came out, now they're both were supposed to be 16 in the movie. Alicia Silverstone was 19, but Stacey Dash was 28 years old playing a 16-year-old in that movie. How incredible is that?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Black How don't is crack. Anyone? No, black do not crack. How is she 28 playing 16?
Because like, she's looks great. Yeah.
She's, I mean, I'm talking one of the hottest. I mean, her face to this day, I mean, beautiful. Yeah. And I know she's doing some stuff now that I don't know if I don't pay attention to, but I don't know what she's really looking like now, but I'm assuming she looks just as beautiful.
Yeah. And listen, people are always trying to find out where I am politically. And listen, I know she's conservative. She supports President Trump and all that. But when it comes to politics, I have one opinion and one opinion only, and that is nudity trumps everything. That's all I care about. So Stacey Dash in Illegal in Blue at the 47-minute mark, my fourth best nude scene of 1995.
Yeah, love her. Amazing. I'm so ready for 3, 2, and 1. How can it get better than my teen idol, Stacey Dash?
Yeah, I was having a hard time on 3, 2, 1. They easily could have gone 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, whatever, because they're all equally awesome. But you gotta make a list and you gotta stick with it. So number 3 on my best nude scenes of 1995 is Alyssa Milano in Embrace of the Vampire. And I want to tell you something, Andrea. I remember when I used to go on your show on Playboy and talking about her. She is still the all-time most searched actress at MrSkin.com.
How is that even possible?
Well, because in the 20 years I've had the website, she's been able to... Listen, an entire generation of guys grew up and fell in love with her as Sam, Tony Danza's daughter on Who's the Boss. And she grew up and became this gorgeous thing. And then she was in Charmed, you know, that remember that? She had that second round of TV fame in the 90s with Charmed. And listen, it's something about her. She's cute. She's hot. And... it's funny because
she's not intimidating,
right? Between Who's the Boss and Charmed, she just did this thing where she did these movies in the early to mid 90s, and it was like one after another. You know, you had Embrace of the Vampire, you had Poison Ivy 2.
Oh,
and it was
like
all of a sudden you're seeing this girl that everyone knew from television. And doing these great nude scenes, and her scene, the one I'm referring to, that one with the white shirt where she's open, she's actually being filmed in the scene at the 50-minute mark by Charlotte Lewis, who's a photographer. And during the filming, they go at it, and Charlotte Lewis and her hook up. But listen, even late in the movie, there's a scene where... so this is a vampire movie, Embrace of the Vampire, and she's Alyssa Milano's laying naked in bed while and tied up while these two male vampires and Charlotte Lewis lick and suck her all over. It's unbelievable stuff. It's like the girl from Who's the Boss is doing this. This is amazing. So yeah, on many levels, Alyssa Milano and Embrace of the Vampire, it's one of the great nude scenes of all time, and it's number three from 1995.
Okay. Question for you. We all know Alyssa Milano has had very small implants. Now, in this movie, are these them I'm looking at, or has she enhanced
she had,
since
she
this?
Had, and believe me, I am anti-fake breasts, but I've always said this when asked. To me, this is my favorite fake breast nude scene of all time.
And why
does that make
is that?
Sense?
Because they're so real looking?
Yeah, just she had a good job. They look natural on her.
She didn't go overboard. They're not upper face.
No.
Yeah, they sit well. They look good. They're proportionate. Even in the way she's sitting, you can the way that one kind of folds over because she's slouching as she's standing a little bit makes you know they're squeezy.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're not rock hard.
No,
yeah,
and
totally.
Believe me, and if you watch the scene, you're looking at a picture, but if you watch the scene, you don't get the sense that she has fake boobs, and that's another thing. So
that's
listen,
the goal,
you're talking
right?
to a guy who loves all natural all the time, but I'm also taking into account, you know, most searched in the history of MrSkin.com, who she was, how many people love it. And I'm telling you, the scene where she's also in this movie, where she's it's like a quadruple or it's a 3-on-1 is like, whoa, it's pretty incredible.
I'll tell you what though, nowadays Swiss, I don't know how it is in other parts of the country, but it's like almost everyone I know has fake boobs.
Oh, really?
They're so common now. I don't think people care as much as we do.
Yeah.
But
well, that's
you know
fine.
What,
it's
though,
just
I
a personal
say,
preference.
Well, it's a preference for me too. I like real boobs. There was a poll done. It was maybe like 7 or 8 years ago and they did a poll that 89% of men prefer natural breasts.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Including my poll. Including my poll.
Yes, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so that's just, it's one of the most famous nude scenes at our website. But number two is another one you know very well.
So
it's also from what I consider the greatest movie ever made for what I do for a living. And it's Elizabeth Berkley and Showgirls, the lap dance scene. Now, listen, I could have chose the scene.
We could have chosen any scene.
I could have shown the karate kick when her underwear, she wasn't wearing underwear, and I could have shown, you know, I could have done a lot. I could have shown Gina Gershon, but I went with Elizabeth Berkley's lap dance scene with Kyle MacLachlan while Crystal watches and Gina Gershon. And listen, I can't say enough about this. First of all, Elizabeth Berkley was at the time a star. She was playing Jesse Spano on the NBC Saturday morning teen sitcom Saved by the Bell.
The most wholesome show in the history of the world.
Yeah. Well, look at all the people that, from that show, what's happened to him. What was that? The goofy guy.
Screech?
Screech, who went into porn and the whole thing.
I wish I had never seen that penis. It ruined my life.
Yeah.
I cannot unsee what I've seen.
Yeah, Dustin Diamond. But yeah, she wanted to change her squeaky clean image by starring in Showgirls, and
as
I gotta
many
tell you,
of the women
was,
on this list did, you know,
dude, this was NC-17, and it was directed by Paul Verhoeven and written by Joe Esserhaus, and it was their follow-up collaboration. This was after they did the great Basic Instinct, so listen, not many movies, and I can't think of many that got a wide theatrical release as an NC-17 film, but this did, and I think a lot of it had to do with having this young, wholesome Elizabeth Berkley in the movie and whatnot. But listen, when Showgirls came out, it got amazingly terrible reviews. It was made fun of. It bombed at the box office. People said the worst film ever made. They said
I disagree with that.
Well, no, I think it's the greatest movie ever made, but it was a huge... Listen, it became a huge hit on home video. It caught on as a midnight movie. It had a rabid fan base. And people, critics eventually kind of rethought and came around the Showgirls. It's like now it's looked upon largely as a major work of pop art and self-aware satire. So it's like not, it isn't looked at today like it was when it came out. But all that being said, like the amount of actresses that were nude, you forget that look at what is going on here in the scene with Elizabeth Berkley. And don't forget that Gina Gershon was also naked. We've ID'd 14 actresses from the movie that were naked that we could ID, not to mention all the nude showgirls and stuff. But this scene, I mean, Elizabeth Berkley's licking her own... Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell is licking her own breast. She is grinding nude with lippage, Kyle MacLachlan. I mean,
spread eagle.
This is just one amazing scene from this movie. I can't say enough about this scene.
Rear burger skin in this when she's on the pole.
You don't have to tell me. Look at the lips on the pole. I know.
Look at the pussy on the pole. I'm like, holy shit. I one of the best movies ever. No, I would say even if there wasn't all this glorious nudity, I liked the movie.
Yeah,
but that could be
because
I'm a big Gina Gershon fan. I laughed, I cried, I got aroused. I mean, it's a complete film skin.
Yeah, and who'd have thought we'd see Jesse Spanhole? Anyway, I love it, and I think Elizabeth Berkley's been really cool about it, and just a skin classic. Can't say enough about it. And like I said, it was hard for me to say is Alyssa Milano number one, is Elizabeth Berkley number one, but the one I chose is number one, Andrea. It's everything I love in a nude scene, and it's a personal favorite, and I could watch this over and over. It's Mimi Rogers in the skin classic full body massage. And again, I could have taken any scene, but the one where she's on the massage table there where Brian Brown is kneading her breasts like they're big things of dough is my favorite. But listen, what can I tell you? She, at the time, well, I don't know if she had already divorced Tom Cruise, but I know they were married, and which people forget about. But Mimi Rogers was married to Tom Cruise. They split because she wanted to get out of Scientology, and I guess she did. And she actually had done a nude scene in a movie called The Rapture with David Duchovny a couple years earlier. But I got to tell you, this movie... So picture this. It's one of those movies where she's basically just talking to Brian Brown, her masseuse. Now, there's flashbacks and other things, but it's basically she gets completely naked, and they oil up her enormous all-natural boobs, and all she does is just massage her body for an hour and a half. There's flashbacks to her at a younger age, and it's just like, I can't say enough about, if you like all-natural, huge boobs and just watch a guy, it's like those YouTube videos where, you know, Japanese people are just playing with Play-Doh or something. That's what this is with Mimi Rogers. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I don't even know what to say, except for I think she might have the biggest natural boobs of any actress I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and
I don't know anyone with bigger boobs than her.
She did, when she was 48 years old, about 15 years ago, she did a movie called Door in the Floor with Jeff Bridges, where she went full frontal at age 48, and that was spectacular. It's like, she's like a Russ Meyer actress in the 90s and 2000s, and again, can't say enough about her, and when they'd flash back to her younger days, it was played by a girl named Elizabeth Barandas, but So you not only had the Mimi Rogers nudity, but you had that nudity, which was very hot. But I've talked to some guys that worked at Showtime, and they said, because this was a made-for-Showtime movie, they said that it was like one of the favorite movies of the people that work at Showtime. Like,
really?
Everyone loved. Oh yeah,
because
it sounds boring
as all hell. Like,
they did a screening,
except for the fact she's naked.
Yeah, they did a screening, and normally the people that work there, like, they don't go to the screenings. Like, the guy told me, like, every sales guy, every people in the company went to see the screening of Full Body Massage back in '95.
Oh my god!
If you haven't seen this, please check it out at MrSkin.com and. You'll understand why I love it so much. But Mimi Rogers in Full Body Massage, the best nude scene from one of the greatest years ever, 1995, in nudity. And Andrea, it was fun to go down that list with you.
And I could not agree with you more. This year is going to be so hard to beat. You know, you've exposed me over the year to so much nudity that I feel like I've seen it all. And this list... No list that I've seen is going to beat this list.
Yeah,
and you've proven to me again that no list beats your list. The way you curate these things is hands down the best, because your preferences are in alignment, I think, with what the world's should be.
Wow,
this is crazy. 1995, everyone. Skin has done it again. Top 10 nude scenes. Wow. Mind blown.
Yes. Well, thank you. It was a very good rare. Yes. So anyway, 1995, my top 10 favorite nude scenes. And Andrea, we got lots more years to get to.
Cannot wait. We'll talk next week.
You got it. Take care.
This concludes another skin-tillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.